There was much commotion outside a Walmart Supercenter in Bellmead, a community adjacent to Waco, when a woman fired a shot at a purse thief Friday. As much as I love to celebrate to anti-wimps, this isn't such a case. According to a report at KWTX, witnesses said a man stole an elderly woman's purse as she and another woman unloaded groceries from a shopping cart and ran with four or five other men in pursuit. The men caught up with the thief and at one point had him pinned to the ground. At this point, we say great job to the anti-wimps who caught up with the alleged purse snatcher and subdued him. But here's where the story gets troublesome. Again from KWTX, meanwhile, a woman who saw the commotion parked her pickup truck, got out, carrying a handgun, according to witnesses, pointed the gun in the direction of the thief, and when he managed to break free and run, she fired a single shot in his direction. He stumbled when the shot was fired, but wasn't hit and was recaptured. Yes, in Texas, you have a right to use lethal force to prevent the loss of property you likely would not be able to recover if the thief's not stopped, but this is a much more difficult and precarious part of the law as to your risk of prosecution from defense against death or serious bodily injury. The property in question was not that of the shooter, nor was she involved in the situation during the heat of the moment of the robbery. Worse, KWTX reports the woman who fired the shot got back in her truck and drove off. This is not how to behave with a firearm, and such politically puts our rights in jeopardy if something horrible goes wrong. I'm Robert Pratt. Join me right here for Pratt on Texas weekdays at 5 p.m.